Monday night, or Lebeis Iyor, Shmaitza Shir. We're doing the Shmaitza Gimel, Perek Dalid, and the Shmaitza has... No. I don't want these to be... These are all, like, with Perushim.
Oh, these are all yours?
These are all, yeah.
Oh, so let me go get
all with Perushim. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. But everyone has. Oh, Pesach doesn't. I'm guarding my Shmaitzes. We have Rav Scheinberg Shmaitza here.
What one is that?
Rav Scheinberg is... It's Rav Scheinberg, and we have Rav Shlomo Zalman, and then I found, I was browsing in the stores over Ben Osmanim, I found two more svarim on Shmaitza. So, you see, we picked a good limud here. Okay, Shmaitza, Gimel, Perek Dalid, where we have the Machlaikas in the Paiskim, Achreinim, we'll call it the Tvua Shor against the Beis Yosef, whether when a guy becomes a Mumur, and then his shechitos mumur actually means he shmatz achav. He went to right, and his shechitos obviously posel. And when do you go backwards? You chayshish that he was a mumur yesterday, or at least he's not neman. Not necessarily a mumur. I'm just looking for a paper which. Got the whole list. Okay, so the Shmaitzer did not yet. So the question is, why isn't it like mikvah? That's the big question. Why is the? How could the Beis Yosef be right? Why don't you say Hari Mumur Lefanecha, which is the equivalent of saying by the mikvah Hari Choser Lefanecha, and combine that with the Cheskas Isser of the Behema, which is the equivalent, which was Behema Bechayel, Becheskes Isser Imedes, until you know for sure that the Shechita was valid. Okay? And that's the equivalent of combining the Harei Choser Lefanecha of the Mikvah with the Cheskes Tumah of whatever it is we want to know how to treat it. So everything that was Nitval in this Mikvah had a Cheskes Tumah. So why isn't it like that? So everybody gangs up on the... at first, he brings down a little slew of shitas that are machmir and say, like, not like the Beis Yosef, and they don't understand it, and why is it different? Then the Shmaitzer brings rayas from a Zomeim that talked about shchita, and even if we say l'mafreya hu nifsal... So first of all, he says, even if we say l'mafreya hu nifsal, but no one ever considered that he's saying false eighth, that maybe he was a Rosha before he's actually said that maybe he did it before. Like, you don't go backwards. It's a raya. Or he brings a raya from Edus Tvicha and Gneva, that even if they became Huzam on the Tvicha, they don't, but the Edus of the Gneva is still valid. And that happened 3 seconds ago. And even there it's valid. And okay.
So,
yeah. Wait, we're gonna see. What are you jumping? You always jump. Then he brings a raya from Tosfos on Chulin that talks about shechting on Shabbos, and he quotes Tosfos as saying that you don't become a mumer with that shechita, and he brings down from the Rambam that because you only become a mumer after the shechita, right? So it says, so what? But you became a mumer. You became a mumer now, so why aren't we afraid of, why don't we cheshish that your shechita of yesterday was also possible? Okay, so now he's going to come to explain. Why isn't it taka like mikvah? Meanwhile, he hasn't said a thing. He's just brought rayas. Now, I want to go back and cover a few points that are interesting points. Let's first, what does he say by Eid Zomeim? Right, Eid Zomeim, they talked about the Tvicha, and the question is, they're going to be talked, why aren't they puzzled about the Geneva? They were Huzam about the act of Tvicha, which is Mechayevim 405, and but the Gneva Eidus is still valid. Why don't you say maybe their Eidus Gneva is also not valid? So why is that the equivalent case? The Shmeitzer speaks out. Because you would combine Harei Huzam Lefanecha, you see that they are Rishoyim, that they did an act of Rishus, they were found to be Edom Zomimin with their Eidus of Tficha. And so what are you combining that with? Like, to have a Raya, it has to be a comparable case to Mikvah, or to what the Achreinim want Mumr to be by the Shechita. So he says, you have the Cheskos Mamon. You have a Cheskos Mamon, because you're trying to be Motzi Mamon from someone, but the Gnei, you're saying, he stole, you're trying to be Motzi Mamon with him. So he wants to, so that would be, again, he didn't explain why not, but he's bringing a right that you don't say that, so that would be the Tarte L'Reyusa. That would be the Mikvah equivalent, would be Harei Edom Zoymimin Lefanecha, combining with the Cheskos Mamon of the guy, because you want to be Moitzi Mamon.
But does the Cheskos Mamon go against the Gneva? Or
the Cheskos Mamon says you can't be Moitzi Mamon from the Gneva. The Gneva wanted to take money away from the guy that they say he stole. And the Cheskos Mamon says Cheskos Mamon is Cheskos Mamon.
Right, but they're only counting it against the for the Rishayim, not against the Gneva.
Right, but you want to. But the Shmeitzer is talking about the Eidus of the Gneva, because he wants to go backwards. That's what we see by the Mikvah, that the Tarte L'Reyusa says you go backwards and you're afraid because you don't have the Chazok anymore. They don't have their Cheskos Kashrus, because you combine the Reyusa L'Fanecha with the opposite Chazokah, saying bad. By Mikvah, you're combining HaReichosa L'Fanecha with the Cheskos Tumma. In the case of the Mumer, you would be combining Harei Mumer Lefanecha with the Cheskos Isser of the Behema. And here he wants to combine Harei Edom Zoymimin Lefanecha with the Cheskos Mamon of the person that you're trying to be Motzi Mamon from. This issue, though, is a machlokes, Ketzois and Nesivus. And out of Ketzois is the Shmeitzer. So you know already whose side he's on. What issue? The Ketzois and Lamed Dalid. A very interesting shaila, Alamdisha point. The newfangled Shulchan Aruch. The Ketzois and Lamed Dalid.
Didn't he write the Ketzois after Shmeitzer?
Yeah, but it's. But so what?
Oh, he's not bringing it
but
down.
But anyway, you see, a lot of times in here he brings down the Ketzois. He re-edited his work. He went back. So hard to find. I'm sorry, I should have gotten a normal shulchan. Okay, the Ketzois and Lamed Dalid. I didn't find anything here. The Ketzois and Lamed Dalid, hey, talks about. He compares Mikvah, he talks about the case of Mikvah, that you say Tarte L'Reyusa, and he brings on the Taz about the Sheichet, and what's he talking about here, that, and he talks about combining Mumma L'Fanecha with the Cheskos Mamon. And the Ketzois actually talks about what the Shmeitzer now is going to talk about, but the Ketzois just says the same thing he does here, that there's a Tarte L'Reyusa in a case where you're combining the present situation of Reyusa with the Cheskos Mamon. Now, the Nesivus argues, this is what I want, the Nesivus says, well, if the Anias died, they near the Loi Kosher, you can't compare. He says, by Tyrus, in the case of the Mikvah, he says the Chazakas are what he calls Chazakos Hamavaros Heim. They address the case. Now we know that even the wording of Chazaka Mavareros, we know that Chazaka is not a Mavarer. We're not sure that Rov is even a Mavarer. But certainly Chazaka doesn't. Chazaka is what you call, I want to call it a din. Chazaka doesn't it doesn't claim to clarify what happened. Chazaka says, leave things on the status quo. It doesn't claim to clarify it. So, but it does address it. It says she's still an Eishes Ish. I'm just pointing out that if you look at the Nesivos and you see the word, it's from the Chazakos Hamavareros, it's not... It's just that's the way they talk, because he's going to contrast it to Cheskos Momon, which is not even that. In other words, you can have, again, the Torah gives us a whole range of possibilities when a suffix exists, how to deal with the suffix. Chazaka is one of those ways. In logic, Chazaka doesn't even claim to clarify what happened. To Adim, obviously, the Torah says they do clarify what happened. Rove, maybe it's not as clear as we think it is, but certainly Ruba the East, the lesser come on, certainly is a, the Torah says, clarifies what the reality is. It's a clarification. Chazaka and logic is not a clarification, but it addresses the issue, meaning, is she a Pnuya or is she an Eishes Ish? So Chazaka says, assume she's an Eishes Ish. Is the mikvah kosher or posel? Assume it's kosher. It was kosher up till now. So it's...
Why is Cheskos Momon not even that?
Well, that's what we mean in Machlokes, it's Sais and Sinus. That's what we'll see. So when he says Mavaros, he doesn't have to... He doesn't, it's not a kash. I don't think the Nesivos holds that Chazaka Taka clarifies what happened. I don't think logically anybody would say that. But it's a mavar in the sense that it addresses what we want to know. It says she's an Eishes Ish. It's possible. Okay. So he says when both Chazakos that you're trying to combine as a Tarte Lareusa, when they're both Mavareros, meaning when they're both addressing the issue, so they can combine. There's a natural combination that you can make. In other words, harechoser lefonecha. Let's assume that's a chazaka dahashta, right? Now it's choser, so maybe it was choser before. So it addresses the kashas of the mikvah, and the cheskos tumah addresses also. It says the man was tamei, which would push us into saying the mikvah was choser. Once you're addressing the issue, you can combine strengths. So you say, this is this much strong, and this is this much strong. So we combine them, and therefore, Lama Freya, we have to assume it's no good, it's tummy. Says the Nesivos, Mashenken Cheskos Momon is Lav Chazaka Hamavareresi. Rak She'en Yecholen Lohoitzi Miyad Amuchzak Belo Raya. Let's say you have your classic case, Machlif Shor Bachamor, or Shor Shanoga Chesapora, and you don't know what happened. So Cheskos Momon says, Amoitzu Mechaber Olav Araya. Says the Nesivos, Amoitzu Mechaber Olav Araya is nothing more than that. Amoitzu Mechaber Olav Araya. You want to take money from me, you have to prove your case. It doesn't say, it doesn't push me into saying, Lamosho, therefore, the animal was not mu'uberes at the time of the negicha. It doesn't address the issue at all, says the Nesivos. And therefore, says the Nesivos, if it Cheskos Momon doesn't address the issue at all, it just says, hey, Hamoshe Machbeh Levaraya, it would not, Cheskos Momon cannot be part of a Tarte Lareusa. That's what the Nesivos says. Cheskos Momon doesn't combine with the Harei Mumr Lefanecha, or Harei Hazama Lefanecha. You can't combine, you would like to call it a hanhoga. You can't combine Cheskos Momon, which just says, you know, Stonewall, you want to take money from me, go prove your case. That's Cheskos Momon. It doesn't address the issue, that's how I would put it. We have really the Svara. We were forced to say this, I said, even in the Shmaitzah, if you remember the Shmaitzah by Meiser Behema, where we said, Asiri Vade Veloy Asiri Sofek. So Tosfos Yeshanim says that even a rove doesn't make it Asiri Vadai. When the Pasuk says Vadai Velo Sofek, then nothing helps short of place of two Eidim, which make it Vadai. But any other type of Birur, whether it's Chazakah or Rov, doesn't really change the essential nature of the fact that it's a Safek. It doesn't really, even if it's Rov, but it doesn't, even Bittel Barov Tosis is talking about it. But it's still Safek. It doesn't change the essential reality. Oh, so the big kasha on Tosis is that the sugya is clear that Cheskas Momen would help. In that sugya Cheskas Momen, you could take Meiser Behema if you win an animal, if you are awarded an animal through Cheskas Momen, which is the case published in the sugya of Takpakayan, which is the sugya. If you're awarded the animal because of Cheskas Momen, then you could take Meiser Behema. Well, it's Safek, what do you mean? Cheskas Momen is like above it all. It knows it doesn't address the Safek, it's not Mavara the Safek, it knows it doesn't even address the Safek. It's like a whole new law unto itself. Maybe in English you'd say possession is 9/10 of the law. You know, the idea being I'm holding the money, it's mine, end of story. You want to say it's not mine? Because that's the idea of Cheskas Momen. Maybe it's Chazakah Kol Ma Shetaches Yerodim Shelohu, some call it, or you could call it Amoitzim Achaver Levaraya. It's mine, that's all. So that is the deceiver's position. What does the Tzais hold? I'm not sure. Tzais could hold different things. He can hold that Cheskas Momen does address the issue. It wouldn't be outlandish to say so. It could be there's a deeper machlokas here where, if I remember, I don't remember anymore, but maybe I don't remember clearly, but the receiver says all Cheskas Momen is a much mechveil of a riot, which wouldn't make it much of a chazakah.
Well, not only that, then how could it really combine with anything?
Because it can. The receiver says it can't. According to the Nesivas, the word chazak is a little of a misnomer. The choice could hold when you're holding money, chazak is we paskin, it's yours. Like there's a psak, the money stays there. It's also a status quo type of psak. That the money, so it's not so clear. For example, in Bava Kamma, where the Gemara says that you don't need a pasuk for Moshe Mechavel of Araya, it's a Svara. That sounds like the Nesivas, because the Svara is, you want to take money away from me, prove your case. If it would be a Din Chazaka, that if you're holding money, Cheskas Momen says we paskin that it's yours, because it's in your Rishus, her that would need a pasuk.
Understand why. I don't see the difference. Cheskas Momen, Cheskas says she was an Ishus Ish, so she still is an Ishus Ish.
Stop. That's called Chazakah Demeikara.
Right.
And that has a pasuk. Mm-hmm. Anytime you want to say that a certain matzav has the chashivas of what we call, we'll call it a name, we'll call it status quo, and therefore can be the basis of a chazakah, I would say you need a pasuk for it. Chazakah Demeikara needs a pasuk. Chazakah Dehashta would need a pasuk. Who said just because I'm holding on to the money, that's a siba, the paskin, that the money should stay by me? Bishlam, according to the Nesivis, then the Gemara is right. It's a svara. The svara is, come and get it. You know, you want to take it away from me? You can't. You're a ganav. You have to prove your case. But it doesn't address. It's not a siba for a psak that it's mine, like other chazakas. I'm not saying for sure the Nesivas holds like that. I have in my memory bank that the Nesivas talks about Cheskas Momen in many places as if it's not really a chazaka. It's just, and really, again, the Gemara Bava Kamma really points in that direction. I don't know how to fend for everything. While the choice could very well hold, it's not illogical to say Chazakah, Cheskas Momen is also Chazakah, meaning, what does it mean? It means that holding on to money is a siba to paskin that the money is yours. Then it becomes like Chazakah to make Korah. We paskin, you told me. It doesn't address the real suffix, so Chazaka never does.
But how is that even considered that that's actually the way we pass him? Because if we're saying Cheskas Mamon, you know, that it's his, I don't see the
No, so it can combine with... So it could combine, and there's a question if there's valid Eidus saying you're a Ganav. So we're just talking about it combining with the Hare Hazoma Lefanecha. We're talking about creating a Tartel Reyosa. You walk out of here and you sound like a big Lamed. There's a Machlaikas Kutsois Nasivis in Simon Lamed Dalin, if Cheskas Mamon, and the Shmaitza assumes, like the Kutsois, ironically enough, that Cheskas Mamon could be used to create a Tartel Reyosa.
I understand that, but I guess my kasha is this. For any other Chazaka, you got the Chazaka, you're done.
Because here you have, we're trying to create a Tartel Reyosa, remember. We have Cheskas Tomei of the person against the Cheskas Kashrus of the Mikvah. We have a problem.
Right,
we have
the two are never in question, and there's never any possibility of an opposing perspective with Cheskas Mamon.
We also, against the Cheskas Mamon, we have the question of the Cheskas, the Zaydim saying he's a Ganov, and he has to give it back. Except they were Muslim on the Tvicha. So you have Hare Rosh Alefanecha, Hare Hazam Alefanecha, which mitigates to say that their Eidus is invalid, and that would hook up with the Cheskas Mamon, that when you have a Suffolk, so the money stays by me. So that you have that hookup. That's what the Pesach says. The Nesidah says you can't hook up Cheskas Mamon to anything. So therefore, that he's going to lose, because you have Eidim on the Gneva. And you didn't create your Tartel Reyosa. So if you didn't create your Tartel Reyosa, you're going to go with the Eidim, because the Eidim are going to be assumed to be kosher. Yeah, because he says Cheskas Mamon is the strongest Chazaka. Yeah, so that's what he says, good. But the Nesiva says since it's a different type of Chazaka, that's what Nesivas is large. And I'm saying that Nesivas holds it's not really a chazok at all. I guess, you know, we're dealing now with subtlety of language. If I remember correctly, the Nesivas says it's just how much Machbel of Araya. But I have to admit it's called Cheskas Mamon, right? Cheskas Avotem, all over Shas talks about Cheskas Mamon. So there is, I don't know how to deal with the Gemara that says it's a Svara, I'll tell you the truth. That to me says the Nesivus is right. Because ultimately it's not a Pasuk. And if you don't have a Pasuk, then you have no right to take a situation and create a Chazaka out of it.
You're saying every type of Chazaka except Cheskas Mamon has a Pasuk?
Well, how many are there? It's Cheskas, Chazaka to make Karin, Chazaka to Ashtar.
I want to break it down into, let's say, Cheskas Aguf or Cheskas.
No, that's already. Variations. Cheskas Aguf is stronger than other Chazakas, we said, because it addresses the Sivas HaSafa.
Right, so I'm saying maybe Cheskas Mamon also could fit into, let's say, Chazaka Meikara. It was his money, it was always his money, so it's still his money. But it's different because
there's a Machlaikas, the Kudjus HaSveikas, which was written by a brother of the Ktsois, in the back of the Ktsois HaChayshin. The sefer called Kuntzus HaSveikis. The brother of the Ktsois wrote it. He has a chakira. He starts off the sefer with a chakira. If Cheskas Morakama is a chazaka d'me ikara, where you say if he had the money up till now, so it's probably his money now too, or it's just a different form of Cheskas Mamon, where we see him as a muchzuk now, even though he's not holding the money now, but he was holding the money yesterday, and maybe that's a way of having a Cheskas Mamon. So it all branches out. Okay, let's stop here. Very interesting. So what we're learning in the Shmaitza, just as a double portion, is really a Machlaikas Ketzais and Sivas. And the Machlaikas seems to turn on how to view Cheskas Mamon. Unless you hold, just thinking, you can take a totally different approach. Not everybody has to hold like the Nesivas, that you can only say Tartel Reyosa if you could hook up the two Chazakas, because they're both Chazakas Hamavaros, as he calls them. Maybe there's other ways to learn Tartel Reyosa, that even in the Ktsois's view of Cheskas Mamon, I'm sorry, even in the Nesivus' view of Cheskes Mamon, you could still say Tarta L'Reyuso. But the Nesivus is saying two things. First of all, Cheskes Mamon is not a Chazaka Mavarer. And second of all, Tarta L'Reyuso requires two types of Chazakas Hamavareros because they have to add up. Like 10 plus 20 equals 30. Right. But they
one's
add up.
Different,
so I think the pshat is like this. That when you have a Chazaka Hamavarer, the Marshal, Chazaka to make Kara. Let's say you have a suffix, if it gets Karav Loya, Karav Law. So although the Cheskes Eishes Ish says, only addresses the question if she's an Eishes Ish or not, but because of the nature of Chazaka, it's what the Nesivus calls Chazaka Mavarer, and I would call it addresses the din, so it has like a, what's it called? When they kill people in the, what do they call when they kill people? Collateral.
Oh.
It has a collateral. See, I have a crazy mind. It has a collateral effect. In other words,
collateral damage.
No, right. But I'm serious. It has a collateral psak. You know, it says she's an Eishes Ish. But you can't just say she's an Eishes Ish in a vacuum. In order to say she's an Eishes Ish, and that will force us to assume that the get was Korav Loi. You know, it has a collateral.
You have to have a starting.
It has a residual collateral effect. So it's as if it's Kapaskin Korav Loi. Even though that's not where the Chazaka is, the Chazaka is on Shechav being an Eishes Ish. But then I have to say Korav Loi. So I want to answer your question. The who said it? It's addressing two different things. Yeah, so it addresses two different things, but because of this, what I'll call collateral psak, you know, when you say the mikveh is, when you say the mikveh is chosin, and that's your psak, Chazaka Dahashka, it's chosin now, it's chosin before. So the residual psak is that he's tumma. And when you say Cheskes Tumma, so the residual, it's my own word, I made it there. The collateral residual psak is that the mikveh is therefore was chaser. Because you can't do it in a vacuum. Cheskes Mamon you can do in a vacuum, according to the Nesivus. That would be the chiddush. That Cheskes Mamon doesn't have to deal with the nitty gritty. It just says, hey, you know, I'm holding the money. Okay. That's one point. We're not going to get very far tonight. I want to make two more points. The Shmaitzel learns up that the Pshat and Tosfos and Chulin is that you don't become a mumer. You don't become a mumer. What's this lashon? You don't become a mumer with that shechita till the end of the shechita. The Achrayim point out that that's not really what Tosfos says. Tosfos says you don't become a mumer with one act of Chilul Shabbos. So you're not even a mumer after the shechita's nigmar. So it's no raya from there. You can't say, so maybe he was a mumer 5 minutes ago, he's not even a mumer now. If you look at Tosfos, Rav Scheinberg has an arichus to explain how this, if you're interested to look at it, Rav Scheinberg has a, it's not such a big arichus. Maybe it's g'day to learn, but it's not g'day to learn. What do we say in art school? It's beyond the scope of this beyond the scope of this year, but I'm letting you know that Rav Scheinberg has an explanation of the Tosfos, even if you learn Tosfos the way Tosfos seems to taka read, that he doesn't become a mumer at all, he has a way of understanding that the Shmaitzer would still have a raya to what he's trying to prove. Okay. Many Achrayim make the following point, and with that we'll close, because I have to go to his siyum, and I'm going to be a little late to Chavis Halvavus today, because he wants me to come to the siyum. Little cats make the siyum. I don't want to say it's too complicated. I don't even know. I want to make a chilek between. I don't want to say. I only want to say short, sweet things. Okay, tomorrow we're going to go weiter in the Shmaitzer, but it really he essentially quotes a Gemara in Kiddushin that Samach Vav Amud Beis. So if you have a chance to look at it before we sit down to learn, it would be helpful. It's the Gemara. What? It's a very, very strange Gemara. Very strange Gemara. It actually talks about the mikveh case, and it introduces. It's very. Sometimes you have this in Shas. Like in the whole Shas, they're talking about mikveh shenimdat, mikveh shenimdat, mikveh shenimdat. In Kedushin Daf Samach Vav, we introduce a raptar phone that says you do that it's tohor, and you follow the chazaka of the mikveh. There's an interesting svara here. I want to say, it's clear in the Gemara and Nida that if it's pretty clear, and Rav Tarfon Lamaisa holds like that, that if there would be a clash between the cheskos tuma of the person and the cheskos kashrus of the mikvah, if there wouldn't be tarkel reyesa, it would just be the clash of the two chazakas. I just happened to see him upstairs. Cheskos, the chazaka of the mikvah would win. So Rav Shimon explains why. I think we said it before Pesach. It's a very interesting svara. When you look at these two sveikos, these two chazakos, but if you would ask, what is more makori? More makori is the question of the mikvah. The question of the tumah of the person is the fallout of the mikvah being kosher or possible. But the makori suffix is what's the mikvah. If the person's tameh, it's because we say the mikvah was kosher when he was toivah. But the makori suffix is the mikvah. So, and that's clear in the Gemara, pretty clear, and Reb Tarfon Lamaisa says that you follow the chazaka of the mikvah, except because it's tarte l'reyusah. So because it's tarte l'reyusah, that's a nida. I'm not talking about the Gemara in Kedushin Daf Samach Vav, which like throws a curveball into the whole inyan. But in the Gemara Nida, the Tarte L'Reyusa, L'Moshel, according to the Shita, the Tarte L'Reyusa only creates a Sofek, not a Vada. So that means without Tarte L'Reyusa, you would follow the Chazak of the Mikvah. Well, why? It's a clash between two Chazakas. So if Shimon explains, if Shimon Shkop explains, that you would, in Svara, you would follow the more Makori Sofek, the more Makori issue.
Makori, what's that?
Think. You have a question if the mikvah was chaser or not, and you have a question if the guy that was toivel in it became tor or not. What's more makori?
More like original.
What's
source.
The more basic? What's the makor of the issue, and what's the fallout? You don't see? The real issue is the mikvah. The fallout is if the guy became tor or not. So in a clash between a chazaka of two chazakas. He just says in Svara, and you see that really for the Gemara Nida. In Svara, you would follow the more Makori one. That's a good Svara, but I'm saying the exact opposite. You're saying a Svara to follow the Yomimah of the guy. And you have a good point. You're saying we don't really care about the mikvah because now we know it's chasim. So we don't really care what the mikvah was. Well, we care what the guy is, and we don't care what the mikvah is either anymore because we know it's chasim. So we care about the guy. Good, but the Maaseh of the Gemara is clear that the mikvah chazaka would win. So Rav Shimon explains that you're saying a good svara the other way, but you see from the Gemara that no, we would go with the more makori issue. And the more makori issue was clearly what the mikvah was, because that's what causes if the guy was tummy or not. Okay, let's officially